Graphics Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM
and 100.1 The Hero.
Okay, welcome back to the Halftime Show. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. The Owls currently trail the St. Mary's Flying Dutch 23-18. Real tight, close game. St. Mary's pulled away there at the end of the half, just to the five-point lead. Really a good game on both ends. Good, solid defense. A lot of fouls, unfortunately. But we'll get to that. But we'll start with Nadzinski for St. Mary's. Leads all scorers with 14 points. You know, just a few others with a few points, so we won't get into that. Nadzinski, 14 out of 23 for St. Mary's. He's been a force underneath. Your Owls are led by Talon Reese with 8 points, and Tyler Simmons with 5 points. So that's 13 of the Owls' 18 points. Yes, I'm doing some math there in my head. So, yeah, it's been a great game. I look for an exciting finish. The pep band's here. The Owls have to make a few adjustments. Let's talk about the foul trouble. For St. Mary's, Schutz has 3 fouls. For your Owls, Evan Troisi and Carter Rulo with 3 fouls. Daniel Marasco with 2 fouls. So quite a bit of foul trouble for your Owls and a little bit there for St. Mary's. So that might be the story of the second half. Both teams were shooting free throws there in the second quarter, and St. Mary's was shooting them in the first quarter as well with the 5 team fouls. So, I do have an out-of-town score. It's not that exciting, though, unless you're listening in from St. Mary's, which apparently some people are. The Lady Dutch lead the Lady Owls 33-10 at the halftime in St. Mary's. So I'm going to take one more short break. I'll be back with you for the start of the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Thank you for tuning in with us this evening on another cold, snowy night. That forecast that Nick gave us before the game, if you were listening, I wasn't very happy about 3 to 5 inches tonight. So all my buddies are snowmobilers, but I'm not. So, you know, I'm ready for it to be done with. Both teams out here on the court, warming up for the second half. Little announcement, I'll be back with you on Friday night with the Lady Owls. We'll take on the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney from right here at the Owl's Nest. So some Lady Owls action on Friday night against the Lady Chucks, and always a good rivalry. Once again, the Owls trying to avenge a 5-point loss down in St. Mary's earlier this season, and they trail by 5 at the half. I'm sure Coach Benardi has made a few adjustments, and they'll be ready here in the second half. They do have to stay out of foul trouble, those 2 to 3 players, Troisi, Rulo, and Marasco. Talon Reese leading the Owls once again with 8 points. Tyler Simmons with 5. Just about to get underway here in the second half. Thank you to all our sponsors. You know, we listen to the announcements or we listen to the commercials, and we certainly couldn't have these broadcasts or make them possible without our sponsors. So thank you, sponsors. St. Mary's is going to inbound here to start the second half. On the court for your Owls, Marasco, Terwilliger, Troisi, Reese, Rulo. Your original starting lineup. Owls fall back into a 2-3 zone defense now. Changed up a little bit there. And there's a tip pass intercepted. A quick hand by Reese gets it to Marasco. There's Rulo to Twilliger. Down low to Marasco, who gets fouled. Nice ball movement. I'm not sure if the 2-3 zone defense surprised St. Mary's, but they looked a little discombobulated there, and the Owls stole it away, and here's two shots for Marasco. First one's up, and good. So Daniels on the board now tonight. Her first points of the game. Chance to cut it to a three-point lead here for St. Mary's. Second one is up, and good. So, nice start for the second half for the Owls. They trail by three as we've just underway here in the second half from the Owls' nest. Into the corner, St. Mary's passing it around. 2-3 defense for the Owls. And then they're jumping out on their man. So they're setting up in a 2-3, but then they jump out. And there's a ball down low. They get it down low to an open Caskey, who lays it in. Now some three-quarter court pressure. St. Mary's fast ball movement. Troisi off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. They make three passes before I can even open my mouth. St. Mary's with the ball down low. Out up top now. They reset the play with Schutz. Working it around the outside. Man-to-man defense this time for the Owls. St. Mary's working it around the outside. Good defense again. Okay, now they're in a 2-3 zone again. They are collapsing, trying to double team when the ball comes out on top. There's a three ball for St. Mary's off the mark. Rebounded by Twilliger. Twilliger, long outlet to Troisi. Troisi gets it underneath to Rulo. Nice play. Good teamwork. Troisi could have tried. It looked like he might have got blocked. Gets it to his teammate and lays it in. Back to a three-point game. I think the plan, obviously, with his defense is to make St. Mary shoot from the outside. Points in the paint. Nadzinski had quite a few of those 14 from the one-foot range. High percentage. There's a throwaway. Oh, it was a quick hand by Daniel Marasco. It's going to go out of bounds off of him. 5:37 to go in this third quarter. St. Mary's leads 25-22. Long inbound pass to the backcourt. St. Mary's sets the play up. Troisi on the defense there. Around the outside, looking down low. Nothing. Twilliger on the good defense. There's Rulo playing some tough defense. St. Mary's having to work very hard to get a basket, but there's a drive down. They kick it out. Nice fake. There's Beimel. The shot's off the mark. And that ball is, fought for on the rebound. They say it's off of Marasco. St. Mary's will maintain possession. Inbound pass underneath. Wow. So they get the ball underneath to Nadzinski, who puts it right up. The foul is on Rulo. That's his fourth. And Nadzinski's going to be at the line for one. So Carter Rulo's going to have to sit for quite a while here. And Nadzinski puts the free throw in. He's up to 17 points on the night. Tyler Simmons checks into the game for Rulo. Can't let that happen on the inbound pass right underneath like that. Got to get the position on him. So here's Twilliger. Simmons. Simmons leaves it for Marasco. Back to Twilliger. Marcus calls out, directs a little traffic. There's Talon Reese in the corner. Back out to Daniel Marasco. Back to Talon Reese in the corner. Talon's going to look for a little something. He couldn't get it back around all the way to the other side. They get it down low to Marasco. Back out to Troisi. Troisi to Williger. Talon Reese. Reese on the wing. Reese tries to beat his guy and brings it back out. Gets it out to Twilliger. Twilliger resets everything. Good defense here by St. Mary's with a six-point lead currently. Marcus drives it in, kicks it out to Troisi. They say he traveled in the corner, so turnover there by the Owls. 4:14 to go, and St. Mary's leads by six and possession of the ball. St. Mary's across the timeline. And there's an offensive foul call. Nadzinski, that's a foul. Illegal screen, that's his first. The team's second. Bradford's going to maintain get possession. So it's probably need to get a basket here. You don't want to fall down too many more than six. So here's Marcus Twilliger with the ball. Finds a little bit of an opening. Kicks it out back out to Brasco. Troisi trying to get it to somebody. Gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger drives in, puts it in. Nice drive there by Marcus. And those are Marcus's first points of the night. He's a major contributor, but not on the scoreboard tonight. Owls cut the lead to four. St. Mary's in the corner, back out up top. There's Bimel. It's stolen away by Marasco. Simmons with the ball now. Owls with a chance to cut into this four-point lead. Talon Reese with the ball. Drives it into the foul line. Takes it back out. Kicks it to the corner to Troisi. Troisi back to Talon Reese. Talon takes the dribble. Drives down to the baseline. Back out to Simmons. Marcus Twilliger. Back to Simmons. Simmons at the foul line. Takes a jumper. Off the mark. Good hustle for the rebound there by Talon Reese to Twilliger. And there's Talon for a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Bimel. So the Owls unable to take advantage of that possession. Still trail by four. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. They got it down low and then way back out top, up top. Schutz is running the offense. And there's Nadzinski down low. When he gets it down low, he's a big body and he's putting it in. That's his 19th point of the game. And there's a steal by Nadzinski. There's a almost three ball. Get it down low, blocked by the Owls. Nadzinski gets the rebound and lays it in. Nadzinski is a one-man wrecking crew right now as they pull up by eight. And there's a shot off the mark by Marasco, rebounded by St. Mary's. Owls in a little bit of trouble here. 1:50 to go into third quarter. Trail by nine. St. Mary's has 9 points. 9 points this quarter. Seven of them by Nadzinski. He's up to 21 points on the game. Here's Nadzinski with the ball way out at the three-point line. He probably could make it from out there, but that's certainly not his specialty. Good defense here by your Owls. They just can't keep Nadzinski from getting the rebounds and the inbounds down low. Bimel up top, resets the play. Coach calls out a play. Ball goes to Kasky. They get it. Oh. There's a foul on Talon Reese. Reese, that's going to be his second. That was a hard foul on Talon Reese. Away from the ball. So St. Mary's going to inbound under their own basket. They cut that Nadzinski inbound pass off. No, they don't, but he does miss. Just what I thought they would cut it off. There's three guys on Reese, and he throws it away. There's a big foul on Talon Reese going for a block there. That's his third. The Owls are frustrated right now. That's going to be two shots for Schutz for St. Mary's. 41 seconds to go. First first shot for Schutz is off the mark. 8-point lead for the Dutch, 41 seconds to go. Second free throw is good. Rogolski comes into the game for Schutz. Full court pressure again by St. Mary's with 41 seconds here and a 9-point lead. They get it to Troisi on the inbound. Troisi's going to take it himself across the timeline, pass it to Blatchley, who's checked in. There's Troisi, crisscross dribble, trying to get himself open. They pick him up, out to Talon Reese to reset the play. 21 seconds to go in the third. Owls trail by 9. Here comes Talon Reese, penetrating, kicks it out to Blatchley, off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. 7 seconds to go. Quickly down court. Then a long shot by Paul that goes in. He didn't know what to do. He looked flustered, and he throws it up, and it goes. So 12-point lead at the third quarter intermission for the St. Mary's Dutch. We're going to take a break and be back with the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, St. Mary's outscored your Owls 13-6 there in that third quarter. Nedzinski had 7 of those 13. He's up to 21 points for the game as the game's high scorer. He's just a force underneath. The Owls really don't have an answer. So that 13-6 outscoring us in the third quarter gives St. Mary's a 12-point lead to start the fourth. Owls will need a lot of things to go right here to make up that deficit. So we'll start with possession on the with the Bradford Owls. We have an official's timeout here. Shirt wasn't tucked in well enough. Okay. So here comes Troisi. Troisi takes a shot. It's off the back and front rim, rebounded by Reese. Back to Troisi. Troisi to Rulo. Marasco down low. Nice move, and then he's fouled. Nice move by Daniel Marasco. I think that's on Nedzinski. It is. Red 11, Nedzinski. That's only his second foul, so he's certainly not in trouble. But Daniel created that chance to make two here at the line. First one's up, and good. Owls cut it to an 11-point lead. Second one up, and off the mark. Rebounded. Oh, yes, the Owls get it back. Rulo kept it alive. There's a three ball by Troisi. Short. Rebounded by St. Mary's. And don't know what happened there. We got a whistle and some counseling, I think. Might have said something. I don't know. The referee stopped the game, talked to a player, and St. Mary's maintained possession. So the Owls pressure the ball coming in, but they get it down all the way down to the other end, into the corner, out to an open Schutz. Now Bimel has it, resets the play, gets it to Paul. I'm sure they're looking for their big man, Nedzinski, but they can't get it to him. There's a foul on Marcus Terwilliger. Terwilliger's second foul, team's first here in the fourth quarter. Simmons is going to come into the game for Carter Rulo, who had been back in there with four fouls. So Tyler Simmons back in. St. Mary's inbounds. Here comes Bimel. Tried to drive, got cut off, backs it out to the logo. Here's Nedzinski on the perimeter. Back to Kasky. Down low to Bimel. There's Nedzinski thought about a three, and it's intercepted by Marasco. Gets it out to Troisi, who gets it down to Simmons. Simmons, who is fouled, it gets two shots. That's on Bimel. St. Mary's bench not happy with that call. Simmons is going to get two free throws here. Chance to cut it to cut into it, make it single digit deficit. Simmons, first one's up and off the mark. .36-25, 6:37 to go in the game. Simmons, second free throw is up and good. So we come out of that with a 10-point deficit. Owls pressure the ball. St. Mary's gets it across the timeline. And there's a, Daniel Maresco tips a pass, but it goes right to a St. Mary's guy. And then it goes to Schutz for an easy layup. Quick hand by Maresco there, but the Owls couldn't come up with a loose ball. Owls working it around. Here's Marcus Terwilliger. Simmons for a three ball, and it's good. Simmons with a three ball, and there's a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Bradford. It's a 30. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. On the court for your Owls, Marasco, Troisi, Simmons, Reese, Terwilliger. They're going to put on a full court press right here. Down by nine. 6 minutes to go in the game. St. Mary's inbound, and Nedzinski gets it to Bimel across the timeline. Double team. There's a pass to Schutz. Oh, there's a travel. Owls defense created a travel. And the Owls are going to get the ball down by nine. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game. Could feel momentum switching here a little bit. Let's try to keep it going. Here comes Terwilliger. Terwilliger looking for an opening. Gets it to Talon Reese. Reese way out to Troisi. Back to Terwilliger. Back to Reese. Reese drives the baseline. Puts it up hard. And they call a blocking foul and two shots. Talon Reese went in there strong. That's Nedzinski. That's his third now. Those three happened quick on Nedzinski. So Talon Reese with a chance to make it a 7-point game. First one's up and good. .38-30, 5:43 to go. Second one up and good. So the Owls are back within seven. Full court pressure again. St. Mary's gets the ball in. Double team on the ball. It's back. They're back still at the foul line. St. Mary's coach called for a timeout. He didn't get it. There's the steal by Daniel Maresco. So, and there's a foul on against Simmons. I'm clapping here, ladies and gentlemen. I probably shouldn't be doing that, but I am. So the Owls put the pressure on. They've created a few turnovers. They get possession, and Simmons gets fouled by, actually, Nedzinski. That's his fourth. Those are four fast fouls. So Nedzinski could possibly foul out here. That'd be a blow to St. Mary's. St. Mary's does intercept the inbound pass for the Owls, and there's a kicked ball out of bounds on Talon Reese. So 7-point game, 5:22 to go. Owls have picked up the defensive intensity and created a few turnovers. Five, six, seven. outscoring the Dutch 7-2 so far. There's a shot up and good by Caskey. Nice fadeaway jumper. So Reese with the ball. Reese takes it down low, puts up a shot, gets fouled. They're going to give him two. He shot it from his hip, but that foul's on Bimel, his third. The team's fifth. So from this point forward, the Owls are going to shoot free throws. They're going to need to make these free throws. They could be right back in this game. So Reese is going to have two with a chance to cut it back to seven. First one's up and in. 5:08 to go. There's a warning on the coach. Warning on Coach Bernardi. The comment was said to the ref by the St. Mary's coach, who is now laughing because the Bradford coach was warned. That was interesting. And the second free throw is up and good by Reese. Back to a 7-point game. Pressure by your Owls. And a foul on Marcus Terwilliger in the backcourt. That's his third. That's only the second foul on the Owls. That's what the little thing was over. The fouls were 5-1. St. Mary's coach unhappy. Owls with a pressure defense again. Double team here by the Owls in the backcourt. Back to the foul line. Created. There's a turnover. Oh, and the Owls. Troisi with a quick turnover, but it went, bounced right to a St. Mary's guy. There's a long three ball by Nadzinski. He shows that part of his game and puts in a three. So, 10-point game. Troisi in the corner. Back out to Reese. Reese underneath to Terwilliger. Marcus puts it in. Nice pass by Talon Reese. Good put away by Terwilliger. Here's double team on the ball in the backcourt. Triple team. And a timeout taken by the St. Mary's coach. We don't know what that is, so we're going to stay here, ladies and gentlemen. 4:26 to go. It's a full timeout, so you'll get a minute's worth of me. 8-point game, 43-35. Dutch lead. Al's trying to build momentum here, putting on his full court press. And they've created some turnovers, and then some of these lucky bounces going to St. Mary's. That last time, Troisi, broke up the pass, but it bounced right to a St. Mary's player who got it in the corner to their stud, Nadzinski, for a three ball. Team foul, St. Mary's with five, Bradford with two. So Bradford will be at the line on every foul that's not offensive. Player control. Foul trouble for your Owls. Rulo with four. Reese three, Terwilliger three, Troisi three, Marasco two. Foul trouble, St. Mary's. Nadzinski four, Schutz three, Bimel three. So, some players got to watch themselves and play aggressively, both. So, St. Mary's going to inbound. The Owls with the full court press again. Once again, Owls trail by eight, 4:26 to go. They get it in. And they throw it away. Yes, it's thrown away. Bradford creates a turnover. One pass into the person. Let's see, that was Schutz who tried to get it to Bimel, threw it away. So the Owls with possession, a chance to cut it to five. Troisi inbound to Reese. Reese drives, foul line, kicks it out to Marasco. Marasco, Terwilliger. Terwilliger down the lane to Marasco. Puts it up and it's off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. Good strong rebound there by Caskey. Kicks it out to Bimel. Daniel Marasco jumps up, breaks up the pass, but it goes out of bounds. I would almost look for St. Mary's to take some air out of the ball almost. Try to get the Owls to foul them. St. Mary's gets it in. And there's an errant pass, backcourt violation for St. Mary's. So the Owls are going to get possession again, down by eight. 3:48 to go. So this pressure by the Owls. Simmons, Marasco, Reese, Troisi, Terwilliger. Marcus sees an opening. Passes it to Simmons. Troisi Simmons was going to take the three. Bimal, maybe the shortest man on the court, got up there and blocked it. So he's got some spring in his step. Simmons is going to inbound now. St. Mary's, no pressure on the ball, all on the guys in the court. There's Simmons, give and go, gets it out to Troisi. Troisi back to Twilliger, saves the pass. Twilliger down the lane, and they're going to call the block. That's Caskey. Okay, the referees were going to inbound on the baseline before they realized that that's a 16 foul. That's Caskey's Paul's second. Twilliger at the line. First one's up and good. So Marcus now with 5 points, and the lead is 7. Been a while since it's been down to 6. Come on, Marcus. And he nails it. So we're down to a 6-point game. 3:29 to go. St. Mary's looks to inbound. There's a double team. Oh, and they got what they wanted, but the St. Mary's player was able to throw it out of bounds off of Talon Reese once they trapped him on the sideline. So there's an inbound across the timeline. St. Mary's with the ball. They reset the play. Bimal brings it out, calls the play. Good defense here by your Owls. Everything's tight right now. Marasco goes for a steal, doesn't get it. They get it down to Nudzinski, who's going to lay it in. Foul's going to be on Terwilliger. That's going to be his fourth. Nudzinski, old-fashioned three again. Chance to take it back to a 9-point game. Up and off the mark. Daniel Marasco almost, it doesn't get the rebound. And then there's a foul on the Owls. Troisi. Foul's on Troisi. That's his fourth. Still the Owls' fourth team foul, so they're not shooting yet. 3:05 to go. Owls trail by 8. Okay, pass around. St. Mary's they found Nudzinski down low, who was fouled by Troisi. That's going to be the end of the night for Troisi. That's 5 fouls. Blatchley's going to come in for Troisi, who's very frustrated right now. So an 8-point lead, 3 minutes to go in the game. Nudzinski at the line for 2. Both teams now over the limit. Nudzinski, the off the mark. Troisi finishes the game tonight with 3 points. One more shot here for Nudzinski. It's up and good. That will give St. Mary's a 9-point lead. Back into the game comes Rogulski. He comes into the game for Nudzinski. So looks like they're going to substitute offense for defense. Keep Nudzinski in there on the offensive end, obviously. Terwilliger tries to get it down low to Marasco. It's tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's. 9-point game, 2:55 to go. Owls inbounding under their own basket. There's an inbound of Talon Reese, and there's a foul against St. Mary's. Looks like it might be Bimal. It is. It's his fourth. He reached in on Talon Reese. Talon's going to be at the line for 2. As I said earlier, free throws are a must the rest of this game for, you know, either team, really. But for the Owls to catch up, they've got to make them. First one's up and in by Reese. That's 5 free throws for him here in the fourth quarter. Rogulski comes back out of the game. Nudzinski back in. Reese's second one is up and in. So we have a 7-point game again. Full court pressure by your Owls. They break it free. Break free, and there's a foul on Terwilliger. He's going to foul out of the game right there with put his hand on the guy's back far away from the basket. So Marcus is now out of the game. Carter Rulo is going to come in after the first free throw, but they're going to let it happen now. That's the second Owl to foul out. Two very important players there. So at the line is going to be Schutz with a seven-point lead currently. First one's up and good. One more here for Schutz. It's up and good. So the Owls trail now by nine with 2:45 to go. I would say they have to hit some threes now. That was a double dribble, but they did not call it. The coach is going crazy for St. Mary's. Simmons hands it to Marasco. Marasco back to Simmons. There's Talon Reese. Simmons again drives. Double team, almost has it stolen away. Gets it to Rulo. Back to Simmons. The Owls burning up a lot of time here. Daniel Marasco down deep. Misses. Gets his own rebound. And then Troisi ends up with a rebound and is fouled. 33 Kasky, that's his third. Troisi's going to be at the foul line for two. The Owls burn up 40 seconds there. There's no time for that right now. They're going to need to get three balls off quickly. So Troisi's first free throw is up and good. Sorry, I keep saying Troisi, don't I? That's Blatchley's. Blatchley's first free throw is up and good, and that's his first point of the game. Blatchley's second one up, and it's good. And there's a whistle. Full timeout here. We're going to take a break with them. So your Owls trail by seven, 2:09 to go. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. I'm just now getting a final in from St. Mary's. The Bradford Lady Owls on the short end of a 54-19 game down there in St. Mary's. So not a good result for the ladies, not what they were looking for. They'll be back at it Friday night, and we'll be here to cover the game against Punxsutawney. So St. Mary's going to try to inbound here from the underneath the Owls basket. 48-41, 7-point lead for St. Mary's. 2:08 to go. They get it into Bimel. Bimel, man in the corner. There's Bimel. Long pass, almost thrown away. And St. Mary's maintains. They get the ball and get it back out to the top. Passing it around. There's Kasky. There's Paul. Back to Kasky. Out to Bimel. Over to Schutz. They're happy to just burn up some time here. There's a foul on Talon Reese. That's going to be his fourth. And that's going to put, Schutz. That's going to put Schutz at the line for two. First one's up and good. So they can rebuild the point or the lead to 9 points here with a minute 43 to go. One more for Schutz. It's up and good. So the Owls trail by nine. 1:43 to go. Pressure on the ball by St. Mary's. Talon Reese is going to break that pressure across the timeline. Gets it to down to Marasco, who misses a layup. Fouls fighting for a rebound like fighting like crazy. Marasco gets it, puts it back up, and there's another fight. And St. Mary's comes away with it. And there's almost a steal by Reese. And they're looking to foul now. That's on Blatchley, I think. They haven't told us yet. They're going to take a full timeout. We're going to take half of it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors. including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick. Owl's Nest deficit 50 to 41. They tricked me on that last play before the break. There was no foul. There was just a timeout called. Looked like it was a foul call and then a timeout. It was just a timeout. So St. Mary's with possession, 9-point lead, 1:15 to go. Whole bunch of players on both sides either fouled out or in foul trouble. There's Bible with the ball. Gets it to Paul, who is fouled by number 5, Simmons. Believe it or not, Simmons has stayed clean all night. That's his first. So at the line is going to be Paul for shooting 2. 9-point lead. Paul's first one's up and in. Now 10-point deficit with 106 to go. Owls will need a lot of things to happen right here in no time at all. Second one by Paul is up and good. 11-point game. Talon Reese with the ball. Out to Simmons. Mid-range jumper, short. Rebounded by Marasco. Put back in. Strong move by Daniel Marasco. Cut the lead to 9. Pressure on the ball by the Owls. Still in the backcourt. Throw it away. Long pass into the front court. And a throwaway. So, you know, slight bit of hope here for your Owls. They'll have possession. Down by 9. 42.1 to go. Bimel checks back into the game for Rogulski for St. Mary's. Simmons passes into Reese. Reese all the way, takes it all the way down. And it's an offensive foul, so Talon Reese will be done for the night. And that's 3 starters that have fouled out now for your Owls. Into the game is going to be number 12. I think his first name is Braylon, but I know his last name is Austin. He's going to check into the game for the Owls. 33.8 to go. St. Mary's down low. There's a bat. Oh, no. Off the mark. Rebounded by your Owls. Given back to St. Mary's. 23 seconds to go. And a foul on, I believe, Daniel Marasco. It is. That's his third. That's going to send Caskey to the line for 2. 21 seconds to go. Owls trail by 9. First one's up. And good. That free throw right there almost made it rain, ladies and gentlemen. It was straight up in the air and straight down. Second one is up. And good. So Caskey has a crazy shot there, but it was good. The 11-point lead for St. Mary's. Down low, Rulo gets it to Marasco. Marasco's fouled, almost gets it in. He earns himself 2 shots, almost the old-fashioned 3. That's a red Schutz. That's his 4th foul for St. Mary's. Daniel Marasco at the line for 2. Owls are going to come up short here, not because of lack of effort. I mean, it's all been there tonight. Really, Nadzinski down low and no answer for him. So Marasco's 2nd shot is up and good. Inbounded by St. Mary's, 10 seconds to go. Owls pressure, but not really pressure. Across the timeline, down to 3 seconds. That's going to be your final score. It's going to be a 10-point game with a final score. St. Mary's 54, your Bradford Owls 44. So I'm going to compile some stats, come back for the post game. Thank you for being with us. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, BRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM,
and 100.1 The Hero.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick. Yeah, your Owls come up on the short end of a 54-44 score tonight against the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. And the St. Mary's sweeps the season series this year from the Owls. This game, good hustle on both sides. In the end, a lot of foul trouble for both teams. Three Owls fouled out of the game, but the story of the game is really the big man for St. Mary's, Nedzinski. 27 points in total and many, many rebounds and lots of contribution. So when you've got a stud like that down low, you're going to be pretty successful a lot of the time. So St. Mary's led by 5 at halftime. They win the game by 10 in the end, led by Nedzinski with 27. And a good supporting cast, two guys with 8 points, Schutz and Kasky for St. Mary's, and Paul with 7. Your Owls tonight were led by Talon Reese with 14 and Simmons with 9. A couple players with 6. That would be Marasco and Terwilliger. Fouling out tonight for the Owls was Troisi, Terwilliger, and Talon Reese. None of the St. Mary's players fouled out, but 3 of them made it to 4 fouls. So it was a good game. St. Mary's stretched it out by 10 there at the end, but good game and a well-played game. But the Owls come up on the short end. So once again, we're going to be with you Friday night from the Owl's Nest here. We've got Lady Owls basketball against the Punxsutawney Lady Dutch. So thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Once again, the final score, the St. Mary's Flying Dutch 54, the Bradford Owls 44. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.